High Flyer by Graham Blackwell. I was walking through town, I were feeling quite down, when a bird in a shop caught my eye. No, not that kind of bird, don't be so absurd, the feathered sort, one that can fly. I went into the store, that macaw by the door, how much do you want for it, pray? Parrot sticks out its claw, says, I'm not a macaw, I'm a thoroughbred African grey. Not to be outdone, I said, you're quite a one. I reckon you're coming with me. Fella told me the price. I just swallowed, blinked twice, then coughed up and paid him the fee. So I took Parrot home, with its perch, it were chrome, with a chain so he wouldn't fly away. While he sat on his perch, I did internet search, checking Google for African Grey. I said, hey, is that right? It says here you're quite bright, and you live to a real ripe old age. Parrot winked, said, you bet, you ain't seen nothing yet, and that really did rattle my cage. I asked, do you know much? When he answered in Dutch, that threw me for a loop, no mistake. Then, just for an encore, he hopped down on the floor, and danced the last act from Swan Lake. Well, I needed a drink and a short time to think, just to help me get over the shock. Fixed myself a light snack, but when I got back, there's no sign of my small carriage clock. That parrot just smirked. I swear, parrot smirked, and his tongue round his beak he was licking. But to make matters worse, and I'm sorry to curse, but that bloody grey parrot was ticking. Why on earth do you do that, you stupid grey thing? That clock cost me a bit, I can tell you. You're an absolute pain, you're all loss and no gain, and it looks like I'll just have to sell you. Well, that parrot was weird, even more than I had feared. Me with one beady eye did he fix. He said, with all my learning, I've had one real yearning. I've been dying to make politics. Hey, that just isn't funny. You're costing me money. Then a thought quickly quietened my rage. If your heart's really burning, turn that yearning to earning. Strut your stuff on political stage. So, to cut story short, we both gave it some thought. At smooth talking he couldn't be beat. And now our address? Well, I'll give you one guess. That's right, number 10, Downing Street.